I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Our connections on the last episode of The Rough Draft Diaries came from Yvonne Dubalek from the Toledo Grows program. Now, she gave three really good options, and it was extremely difficult to pick just one, but I was intrigued by her last nomination, mainly because she was so positive this person had been nominated before.
You probably have heard the name Ken Leslie a million times.
No, I actually haven't.
No! Yeah. Ken Leslie. He's too much fun.
Not only had Ken never been nominated before, but being somewhat new to Toledo, I had actually never heard of Ken before. So this nomination became curiouser and curiouser, and I was then determined to meet with this Ken Leslie character.
So this first bit, well, I'm just going to test out your vocals a little bit.
Me. Ken Leslie, alias L-I-E.
There we go.
Ken is the founder of One Matters, an outreach program dedicated to building awareness, support, and compassion for the homeless community within the Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan area. One Matters does this through events and programs like Tent City, Veterans Matter, Toledo Streets, Project Connect, and more. And we'll get to those in just a minute. But first, we'll learn more about Ken and how he started One Matters. Now, the first place we need to go is the 1980s. When Ken was struggling with his own bout of homelessness.
Yeah, I was real big on drugs and alcohol. It was pretty good, particularly pharmaceuticals, both wholesale and retail. The result of addiction is that you neglect the things that you need to take care of, and oftentimes that means like things like rent. So I had a very short-term episode of homelessness. I was living out of my car, and I was able to crash with some friends and was able to get rehoused in that way. I've always had this sense of humor that was kind of outlandish. So I was a comedian in the late 80s, traveling around the country, making people laugh, and I started seeing more and more people becoming homeless. And I just called a bunch of friends in the media, and then I called the social services people and brought them all together and said, here, let's do something. And Tent City is the child of that collaboration.
So Tent City was the very first program One Matters organized. The year was 1990, and it was a weekend-long festival that brought the entire community together to provide services and compassion to the homeless. It's a program that continues to this day. It was really cool to see Ken's eyes light up as he described every single service Tent City brings to the community.
Oh, haircuts are my favorite. Critical documents, which they need to be able to get employment or housing. All of the medical services, Mercy, ProMedica, and UTMC, all come together to provide the highest level, an actual medical clinic. Clothing, we have food and entertainment all weekend. A guy named Pat Lewandowski, a blues player, puts together all this wonderful stuff, all these wonderful musicians throughout the weekend. It's like I said, it's a festival of compassion.
And Tent City isn't the only program underneath the One Matters umbrella. There's Veterans Matter, a program in which the mission is to house as many homeless veterans nationally as possible, as soon as possible. And there's Project Connect, where One Matters hopes to expand the Tent City program to reach other local areas, like the Hancock, Defiance, and Lenawee counties. One Matters also helps to fund several street papers, like the one in Toledo, called Toledo Streets, the one in Ann Arbor, Ground Cover News, and the one in Detroit, called Thrive Detroit. Through all these programs, One Matters is looking to connect two groups of people, the people who are able to give and the people who need the support. It may sound simple, but at times, Ken feels it's easier said than done.
In my talks, I always ask, what are the stereotypes? And people yell out, you're mentally ill, lazy, et cetera, et cetera. And then I ask, great, you're right, because I know somebody that's at least one of those and some people that are several of those. But let me ask you this. How many of you know a student or friend or coworker that's mentally ill, that's lazy, you know, that's an alcoholic, that smells bad? You know, what's the difference? You know, a lot of times people don't care about homelessness. Over the last 26 years, 27 years of doing this, you know, I've had politicians who didn't care about it until it was their child. You know, why is it when people are the most vulnerable, that they're out on the streets like turtles without shells, that we step on them and tell them to get a job? You know, why is it then that we choose to hurt people?
I wish I had an answer for that question. And if we had more time on the Rough Draft Diaries, I could probably expand my thoughts on why it's easy to ignore the people we see on the streets versus the people we see in the workplace. But instead, I want to wrap this episode up by focusing on solutions, on how one can start to treat the homeless man on the streets as a friend. And the first advice I would give, actually Ken is going to give it, is to get connected.
Oh my goodness, there's so many good organizations out there that are working. I mean, there's a half a dozen shelters that are working. There's Family House, Cherry Street Mission, as the Sparrow's Nest and the Men's Shelter. You call United Way 211, say, I want to help the homeless, where can I go? And they'll guide you to one of the shelters and one of the organizations. And a lot of good-natured people want to help, and that's what we can direct them to, is these different organizations who do provide that level of advocacy. And that level of advocacy, I think, is the only way to assure that there is going to be any kind of real success for people. Everyone has to know that they matter.
And that just about wraps up this episode of The Rough Draft Diaries. I'm Haley Taylor. Thanks so much for listening today. And don't forget to tune in next week to see who's up next on the RDD. Ken's choices for the next episode of The Rough Draft Diaries include...
Let's do Haraz Gambari. You know who's cool and a lot of fun and does an awful lot for an awful lot of people is Denny Schaefer. You know who's cool? Her name's Candace Coleman.